Chapter 3. Why can't they let me live my own life? The controllers. Let's listen in on an imaginary conversation between an adult child and one of his controlling parents. I can guarantee you this conversation would never take place, but if these two people were capable of honestly expressing their deeply hidden feelings, they might say the following. Adult child. Why do you act the way you do? Why is everything I do wrong? Why can't you treat me like an adult? What difference does it make to Dad if I don't become a doctor? What difference does it make to you, who I marry? When are you going to let me go? Why do you act as if every decision I make on my own is an attack on you? Controlling mother. I can't describe the pain I feel when you pull away from me. I need you to need me. I can't stand the thought of losing you. You're my whole life. I'm terrified that you're going to make some horrible mistakes. It would rip me apart to see you get hurt. I'd rather die than feel like a failure as a mother. It's for your own good. Control is not necessarily a dirty word. If a mother restrains her toddler instead of letting him wander into the street, we don't call her a controller. We call her prudent. She is exercising control that is in tune with reality, motivated by her child's need for protection and guidance. Appropriate control becomes over-control when the mother restrains her child 10 years later, long after the child is perfectly able to cross the street alone. Children who are not encouraged to do, to try, to explore, to master, and to risk failure often feel helpless and inadequate. Over-controlled by anxious, fearful parents, these children often become anxious and fearful themselves. This makes it difficult for them to mature. When they develop through adolescence and adulthood, many of them never outgrow the need for ongoing parental guidance and control. As a result, their parents continue to invade, manipulate, and frequently dominate their lives. The fear of not being needed.